The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm pretty sure you told yourself you were going to start on the first. And I'm pretty sure you told yourself again you were going to start on the second. And I'm pretty sure you told yourself you were going to start on the third. And I'm pretty sure you've done this year after year after motherfucking year. When's it going to be? When is it going to be? Make the fucking change that you need to make. Become the person you need to become. This isn't about losing 20 pounds or 30 pounds or 100 fucking pounds. This is about becoming a person that can control their external environment and make decisions that serve them, no matter how hard those decisions might be. And you're still sitting on the fucking bench thinking that you're gonna fix this. Now is the time to fix it. So don't wait another day. Don't wait till Monday. Don't wait another fucking year. Start today. And if you don't, you're full of
bro, go ghost for 6 months. No posting, no parties, no dating, just work. Hit the gym, focus on growth. Let them wonder where you went, let them think that you fell off, and then come back a completely different person. 6 months of silence will give you a lifetime of presence, but you have to disappear to level up.
Pain and suffering are actually sacred. They're actually a blessing in disguise, because they take you out of your normal day-to-day routines. And they show you what life is really like. Life is harsh. It's difficult. There's death. It's waiting you. But you're living in this kind of floating world where you're completely, you know, outside of that. You think everything's just fine. But when you're suffering, you're directly confronting the reality of life.
There is a beautiful Japanese saying that goes, if you feel like you are losing everything, remember, trees lose their leaves every year. Yet they still stand tall and wait for better days to come. So if you are going through a tough time right now, be kind to yourself, for better days are just around the corner.
Can I do this for the whole year? Can I do this for a couple years? And here's what ends up happening. When you start to focus on just being consistent and showing up every day, you eliminate time. There is no time. There is no, oh, when is it going to happen? Oh, how come my goal hasn't? No, you get rid of time. And now when you got rid of time, guess what? You can be patient. And now because I'm patient, I trust. And now because I'm not in movement from scarcity, I don't have to live in survival anymore. And you can actually enjoy this journey.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How true it was when Goethe wrote, "As soon as you trust yourself, you will know how to live." Magic is believing in yourself. If you can do that, you can make anything happen. If you treat an individual as he is, he will remain how he is. But if you treat him as if he were what he ought to be and could be, he will become what he ought to be and could be. A person hears only what they understand. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do.
Nobody has all the answers, but the answers will come to you if you're available. And I think you need to make time to accept the answers and to figure out the answers. Life is a challenge. Life is hard. It's not easy. But the message is that you got to keep moving forward. You got to keep getting up. And pretty soon people look at you, God, they're so successful. They're lucky. No. If you work hard, the answers will come.
Only thing separating you from a dream is putting it on paper, writing it down, having the plan, and taking action. That is the only difference. Us as humans, our human nature wants to be lazy. We want to do as less as possible, but have as fun as possible with most pleasure and avoid pain. We're that simple. But then we overcomplicated things with the systems and all this other stuff. So just acknowledge that, write it down, have the plan, and be the person to decide your schedule and what you want to do rather than someone else giving you a task that you're working and helping them build their future more than you building your own future.
Remain focused. You are in the process of building a legacy. Your potential is not even close to being met. It's all there waiting for you, but you have to remain focused. And I know how bad you want it. You have a gut feeling that is telling you this is not it. Don't ignore it. It is there because it is your purpose. And far too many people get distracted and end up wandering down a different path. Don't let that be you. And it's not hard. This is a beautiful process. Invite failure. Be excited for challenges. Get lost a little bit, because when you find your way back, I promise you, you will be more knowledgeable, more disciplined, and more focused.
It's fearful. You know, life gets more and more difficult as we get older. We think it gets easier. It doesn't. It gets more complicated and layered. I've always said that life is kind of like from 1 to 40, it's all about addition. And from 40 on, it's about subtraction. You have to say, you know what? How do I make myself happy? What is it going to do? Like, I try to make everyone happy. Now, what is the thing that's going to make me happy? But in doing that, you may have to change your life drastically. And that takes a lot of guts. But it's going to be worth it. You know, because sometimes we follow a path that wasn't the right path. And you don't, oh, how do I turn around? It's not easy.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The real win is the process. It's not the trophy at the end of the day. It's not the awards, it's not the glory, The win is that you put in the work when you didn't want to, when nobody was watching. You did it for you. That's the biggest win you can ask for. Never give up.
As humans, we tend to define people by their choices, by their actions. But then what motivates their actions? Well, often it's how they feel. And in what motivates how they feel about certain things, it's their perception of what's valuable and what's not. And so that's kind of how I drilled down to this idea that essentially what we are is just an aggregation of what we choose to value in this world, because everything else will flow from that.
The biggest battle isn't with the competition, it's with yourself. It's in those moments when you hesitate, let excuses win, and allow distractions to derail your progress. The real competition is in the choices you make every day. Every decision either brings you closer to your potential or keeps you stuck. Master the discipline within, and nothing out there can stop you, because the only person standing in your way is you.
You can't afford not to face this fear, not to face what's holding you back, not to face this thing that you're so afraid of. Your future's way too important. It's way too important. Way too important. We need you. We need that out of you. We need you to face that fear, to grow out of this stage.
In the end, you realize it's just you. No one is coming to save you. No one can understand you at the depth you want them to. No one can lift you up other than yourself. No one can be there for you all the time, and no one else can overcome the thoughts that are weighing you down. It was always you, and it will always ever be just you.
I don't think you realize just how limited time you have on this earth. 100 years if you're lucky, and even then, it's such a gamble because you never truly know what's going to happen. So this is why every single day matters. Every single moment matters. So you should be living every moment to the fullest. You should be really working on yourself, working towards your dreams, working towards your goals, working towards whatever it is that you want, because this is your one shot, so make it count. And if you do that, if you really put in the work, you put 100% of your effort in, you could achieve everything that you want to achieve, but nothing is guaranteed. So at least try your best, because if you try your best, you have the best shot at succeeding.
You must assume that you already are what you want to be. And then live by faith in this assumption. Living from the end means that you call the things which do not exist as if they did. It will chase after you if you can place into your imagination what it is that you would like to attract and begin to feel it. That which you feel yourself to be, you are. And you are given that which you are. So assume the feeling that would be yours were you already in possession of your wish. And your wish must be realized.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Fight Within. A reminder to keep going. You've heard it before, maybe too many times. Life is a fight. But I don't mean that in some cliche bumper sticker way. I mean it in the way that only someone who's been pushed to the edge can understand. I mean it in the way that life itself sometimes feels like it's conspiring against you. When the weight on your chest feels unbearable. When every step you take feels like it's only leading you deeper into the darkness. But the thing about the fight, about this life, is that it's not meant to be easy. It's not supposed to feel like a victory lap, because when you're in the thick of it, when you've hit your lowest point, that's when you are at your most powerful. There's a strange paradox in life. The moment you feel like you've got nothing left, that's often when your breakthrough is right around the corner. And I'm not saying that to offer you false hope. I'm saying it because this life is about resilience. It's about enduring the storm, not because you know for sure the sun is coming, but because there's nothing else left but to fight. There will be days when everything feels heavy, too heavy to carry. There will be moments when you're convinced that you can't keep going, that you're done, that maybe, just maybe, this time life has beaten you. I've been there. And so have you, if you're being honest with yourself. And in those moments, we have a choice. We can give in to the darkness, or we can keep moving, however slowly, however painfully. Think about it. What has quitting ever gotten anyone? Comfort? Number peace? Not even close. The only thing giving up guarantees is that the battle will remain unfinished. That the thing you most want will stay just out of reach. You know, this life we're living, it's short. It feels long when we're in it, struggling. It feels endless when we're at rock bottom. But if you look at the grand scheme of things, at the time we've been given, it's a blink, a flash, and it's over. And I think about that often. About how we're all running against the clock, fighting to make something of ourselves. Fighting to matter, to leave something behind. But here's the truth. Your fight isn't just about legacy, or success, or material things. It's about surviving the hardest moments and choosing to stand back up when life throws you down. There's a saying that it's always darkest before the dawn, that the worst moments, the toughest battles, are always right before something gives. But that dawn, it's not promised, is it? Sometimes, it feels like it'll never come. Sometimes, it feels like the night stretches out endlessly, like there's no light in sight. But I'll tell you this. I have seen people hit what looked like their absolute rock bottom, and I have watched them rise. The point is, no matter how dark it feels, no matter how lost you are, there's always something on the other side. Maybe it's not the life-changing event you were hoping for. Maybe it's not the perfect sunrise. But it's progress, it's growth, it's the chance to be a little stronger, a little tougher, a little more ready for the next battle. The key is to keep pushing through the dark, to fight for that dawn even when you can't see it. Even when you doubt it'll ever come, because that's the human spirit. That's the fire inside you that refuses to be snuffed out. And maybe, just maybe, that's what this whole thing is about. Not about winning, but about enduring. I'm not going to stand here and tell you that the road ahead is easy. It's not. It's brutal. Life is unfair. It doesn't care if you're ready or not. It doesn't care if you're tired, if you're on your last breath. It will keep coming at you with everything it has. But you have something life doesn't. You have choice. You have resilience. You have the ability to keep fighting, even when the odds are stacked against you. And that's what will make the difference. So the next time you feel like giving up, the next time it feels like it's all too much, remember that it's in those moments, the darkest ones, that you're closest to breaking through. Remember that this life, this short, unforgiving life, is yours to fight for. Don't quit before the dawn. Don't stop before you see the other side. It's coming. It always is. Keep fighting. You owe that to yourself.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Who determines when it's up for you?
When we say, this cannot be accomplished, this cannot be done, then we are shortchanging ourselves.
And look, I'll be the first one to tell you, there were a lot of days where I did not want to get out of bed. And I guarantee you, if I ask the question here, if everybody is excited to get out of bed every single day, if I saw a hand, I'm going to blatantly call you a liar. But if you have those little small goals, those little small things that get you excited when you don't want to, it's going to make it even better and even easier at the end. It's going to make it so much easier. And I think if you look at the greats in anything that in any walk of life, the greats do things when they don't always want to. And that's the separation.
You don't seem to understand. Your success is not a matter of chance. It is not a matter of if you are skilled enough, or strong enough, or even brave enough. Let me ask you a question. Where exactly do you think this vision you have for your future comes from? And not only that, but the desire to go and pursue this vision. Do you truly think that something so pure could just stumble its way into existence? I don't think you do. In fact, I know that you feel otherwise. This relationship that you have with this vision for a better you, a better life that fulfills you, is intimate. That raw feeling nothing so pure could ever be a total accident.
Every single morning when you wake up, you repeat to yourself, in every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. And every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. You have to consciously reprogram your subconscious mind to decode and deconstruct the self-limiting beliefs, the self-doubts, the ideas and the opinions of other people that have negatively impacted you and have held you down your whole life.
If not you, then who, bro? I'll tell you what your problem is, bro. You don't think highly enough of yourself. You don't really believe you're capable to do it. Well, there's a million other motherfuckers that wish they could have your spot, and yet you're taking yours for granted. I'll ask you again. If not you, then who? Nobody, bro. Nobody. Take care.
Every single great thing that's ever been created in the history of the world was created by a human being. And guess what you are? You are a human being, just like them. You have access to more information, to more skill set, to faster learning than anybody who has ever existed before you in the history of Earth. So what is it about you that makes you incapable compared to everybody else? And I'm gonna give you the answer. The answer is nothing. The answer is the belief in your ability to achieve and become things that nobody you have ever seen in your own universe has done. And that is our limiting belief.
But the only way for you to continue to evolve and to really step into everything that is meant for you, you have to be willing to embrace the discomfort of something new. You have to. You have to be willing to embrace the discomfort of leaving what's known. But understand that those feelings and those emotions aren't because you can't do it. It's because you're stepping into something that is not the norm, and that is going to bring you feelings of discomfort. That's going to bring you sometimes frustration and a lack of clarity, right? And sometimes feelings of anxiety and like, I don't know. Trust it. All those emotions are just signs that you're stepping out of your comfort zone into something new that isn't known, and that is very uncomfortable. But it's a part of the process. It's a part of shifting into a more aligned, authentic version of yourself.
The human brain cannot comprehend the negative. It is incapable.
Can I tell the human brain not to do something, right? And so what happens is we very often reinforce things when we put things in the negative, right? I can't get a part. I can't do this. Versus, I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep doing this, right? It's the same thing for you. If you focus on the obstacles, all you will see is obstacles. If you focus on the path through the trees, all you will see is path through the trees. It's your choice how you choose to perceive your own career. It's literally perspective.
If you give your all every day, your gifts will make room for you. And it's like having a knowingness that things are going to be fine. And then there's the next level, which is you start to know who you are. You're not trying to prove it to yourself or other people. It's the difference between what I would call push motivation and pull. Push is, I'm going to make this happen. And it takes tremendous willpower. And I know you have plenty of willpower. I do as well. But there's a limit to willpower. But there's no limit to pull. Pull is when there's something magnificent that you want to serve, something that you've got an obsession for. You don't lose that energy, you don't lose those components, and you're able to laugh and enjoy along the way.
The fear is never reaching your potential. That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man and you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Life has a way of pulling you in every direction. We're told to fight, to push, to hustle for control over every detail, as if that's the only way to create the life we want. We cling to plans, to expectations, to the idea that if we just hold on tight enough, everything will go our way. But here's the truth. Life doesn't work like that. No matter how much you plan, no matter how hard you fight, there will always be things you can't control. And the more you resist, the harder life pushes back. What if, instead of fighting against life, you surrendered to it? Not in defeat, not in apathy, but in trust. Trust that even when things don't go the way you imagined, they can still go the way they're meant to. When you stop resisting, when you let go of the illusion of control, you find something unexpected. You find peace. You find clarity. You find freedom.
The illusion of control. We're taught to believe that control equals safety. That if we just plan hard enough, prepare long enough, and hold on tight enough, we can avoid pain, failure, uncertainty. But control is a myth. You can't control how other people act. You can't control what the world throws at you. You can't control the unexpected twists and turns that life will inevitably bring. What you can control is how you respond, your mindset, your actions, your ability to adapt. When you stop trying to control the uncontrollable, you free yourself from the anxiety, the frustration, the constant battle against reality. You shift your focus to what really matters, your growth, your resilience, your ability to create meaning no matter the circumstances.
What does surrender really mean? Surrender doesn't mean giving up. It doesn't mean you stop trying, stop caring, or stop putting in the effort. Surrender means releasing your grip on what you can't control. It means letting go of the need for life to look a certain way, and trusting that even if it doesn't, you'll still be okay. It's about flowing with life instead of fighting against it. About understanding that the storm you're in isn't trying to destroy you. It's trying to shape you. And when you stop resisting, you give yourself the chance to grow.
Resistance is exhausting. It's the mental battle we fight every time life doesn't go the way we planned. It's the frustration, the anger, the endless cycle of, why is this happening to me? Letting go of resistance doesn't mean you stop caring. It means you stop wasting energy on things you can't change. It means accepting what is, so you can focus on what you can do next. Ask yourself, what am I holding on to that's keeping me stuck? What would happen if I let it go? One of the hardest things to do is to fully accept where you are right now, especially if it's not where you want to be. But acceptance isn't about settling. It's about recognizing the reality of your situation so you can move forward with clarity and purpose. When you accept the present moment, you stop fighting against reality. You stop wishing things were different and start working with what you have. And in that acceptance, you find the freedom to take meaningful action.
Surrender isn't about passivity.
It's about focusing your energy where it matters. You can't control what happens to you, but you can control how you respond. You can choose to grow, to adapt, to create something beautiful out of the chaos. Instead of wasting energy on what's out of your hands, ask yourself, what's one thing I can do right now to move forward? Even the smallest step can create momentum. Life doesn't always make sense in the moment. Sometimes it feels unfair. Sometimes it feels chaotic. But when you look back, you realize that the things that felt like detours were actually leading you to where you were meant to be. Trusting the process doesn't mean you won't face challenges. It doesn't mean everything will go smoothly. It means believing that no matter what happens, you'll find a way to grow, to learn, to create meaning from it. It means trusting yourself, your strength, your resilience, your ability to adapt.
When you stop trying to control everything, you find peace. Not because life gets easier, but because you're no longer wasting energy on battles you can't win. Letting go is freeing. It allows you to stop carrying the weight of things you were never meant to hold. It allows you to redirect your energy toward what truly matters: your growth, your purpose, your ability to live fully in the moment. Here's the paradox. The moment you let go of control, you gain it. Not control over life, but control over yourself. Control over your mindset, your emotions, your ability to move forward no matter what. Surrender doesn't mean giving up your power. It means taking it back. It means choosing to live fully, even in the face of uncertainty. It means finding freedom, not in controlling life, but in trusting it. The tighter you hold on, the more life slips through your fingers. But when you let go, when you stop fighting, stop resisting, stop trying to control the uncontrollable, you give yourself the chance to truly live. You find freedom in surrender. So, take a deep breath. Release the weight you've been carrying. Trust yourself. Trust the process. And watch as the world opens up in ways you never imagined. Let go and live.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a moment in every fight, whether it's in the gym, at work, or in the darkest corners of your own mind, when you ask yourself, is it worth it? You've been hit over and over. You've been knocked down, picked up, and knocked down again. You feel like you're running on fumes with nothing left to give. The idea of just letting go starts to creep in. Maybe the fight isn't worth it anymore. Maybe this is the end. But it's in that exact moment, that split second when you feel like giving in, that the decision you make changes everything. Because holding on, just holding on, when you think you've reached your breaking point, that's where the magic happens. Life isn't a straight line from one success to the next. It's messy. It's unpredictable. You have plans. You set goals. And then life steps in and wrecks them. You get setbacks, failures, disappointments, and you begin to question if you're even on the right path. That voice in your head, the one that loves to tell you to quit, starts getting louder. It's convincing, isn't it? It tells you that you're not good enough, that you don't have what it takes, that maybe this just isn't your story to win. But here's the thing. That voice, it's a liar. Because deep down, you already know what happens if you quit. You know what happens if you let go. You go back to square one. And worse than that, you'll live with the regret of not seeing what was waiting on the other side of the struggle. And I'll tell you something about regret. It lingers. It stays with you much longer than the pain of the fight. There are moments when life wants you to give up, throws roadblocks in your way, it sends storms to beat you down, and it's almost like it's asking, how much can you take? And it's easy to think, not this. I can't take this. But that's not the truth. The truth is, you've survived every single storm up until now. Maybe you stumbled. Maybe you were barely hanging on, but you're still here, aren't you? The fight, in its most raw form, is about endurance. It's about how long you're willing to stand in the fire. It's about showing life that no matter what it throws at you, no matter how many times you're hit, you're still going to get up. You're still going to keep moving forward. That's what separates the people who succeed from the ones who fade away. You see, success doesn't care about talent. It doesn't care about potential. It doesn't care about how many times you've been knocked down. The only thing it cares about is whether or not you're going to stand back up. Life will hit you when you least expect it. It'll pull the rug out from under you when you thought you were standing on solid ground. That's a fact. But here's another fact. You have within you the power to get back up again and again. You have within you a well of strength that goes deeper than you even know. It's only in the hardest moments that you start to realize what you're capable of. It's only when everything falls apart that you learn how to rebuild stronger than before. Here's what I know to be true. The people who make it, the people who really change the world, aren't the ones who had it easy. They're the ones who were tested. They're the ones who felt like giving up 100 times, 1,000 times, but didn't. They're the ones who learned that every setback, every failure, every time they felt like they were at the end of the road, was really just a stepping stone, a step closer to their goal, a step closer to the version of themselves that could handle whatever life threw at them. It's tempting to quit when you're tired, when you're worn out, when you've been beaten down by life and can't see the way forward. But in those moments, I want you to remember something. You are so close, closer than you think. You can't see it yet, but you are. The finish line is never as far away as it seems when you're in the middle of the race. You have one job in this life. One. And that is to keep going. To show up, even when you don't feel like it. To fight, even when your body and your mind are screaming at you to stop. You might not win today, you might not win tomorrow. But if you stay in the fight, if you refuse to give in, the victory will come. It always does. Think about the times you've wanted to quit before. The times you thought you couldn't handle one more day, but you did. You're still here. That means you've already proven that you're stronger than you think. That means you've already shown life that you can take the punches and keep moving. You've done it before and you'll do it again. So don't give up now. Not when you've come this far. Not when you've already been through hell and back. You're closer to the other side than you know. And when you get there, you'll look back at these moments, these struggles, and you'll realize they weren't setbacks at all. They were the very things that built you. They were the tests that showed you who you really are.
What it is you claim to be about. Be what it is you truly want to be. Okay? If you truly want to be successful, if you truly want to change your life, be about it today. Be about it today. And then when today's over, be about it tomorrow. We all have fear. Everyone has fear. Fear is one of the most greatest things that you can possibly add. Fear is an instinct. Fear propels you. Fear makes you great. Fear brings you alive. Doesn't.
What would you do if you just learned today that you only had 6 months to live? What if you only had 6 months to live? What would you stop doing? What would you do more of? Who would you spend time with? Now, the answer to that question is very interesting because what it tells you is what you really value. What is really important to you?
Number one, don't run away. And number two, be honest to yourself. Those two things, you should keep them in mind. And then just put time, effort into practice, I think is the key. Step by step, build something up about yourself, about your life, about your character and personality that will give you some strong fundament in order to tackle everything that this world is going to throw at you.
Truly believe we are all equal as human beings. If we are obsessed with something and we truly pursue our passion with everything we have, regardless of anything else, if you are obsessed, work hard, put in the time, you will succeed. This is hard work. This is an obsession. Nothing can beat hard work.
The most important people in your life are the people who believe in you before you even believe in yourself. The people who see something in you before you can see it in yourself. Those people are essential to whatever it is that you want to achieve and accomplish, because there's going to be a point when you've pounded your head into a wall so many times that you're delirious, that you can't see the vision for your future, that you can't see that it is at all possible. And having those people in your life to ground you and to center you around the fact that you can do it, that you can achieve those things, that you are capable, that your potential is so much more than what you're currently doing, changes everything.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The cure for sadness isn't finding 100 different ways to be happy. It's accepting the life you're walking through for what it is and pushing through. It's believing that everything has a purpose and learning to make peace with past versions of yourself that don't align with who you've become. The pain is a prerequisite. Improve yourself as a human being. There will be many things in this life that you don't have control over, but your happiness is not one of them. Perspective is everything.
I don't care where you come from. I don't care where you were raised. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care about any of that shit. If you do the work consistently, if you invest in yourself consistently, 1 + 1 is always going to equal 2. 2 + 2 is going to equal 4. And 10 years of motherfucking work when everybody else is partying, making excuses, doing the cool thing on the weekend is going to pay off. You can do this.
I don't care if you have to inch away day by day. Even if you have to get down and it hurts and it's hard and nobody can see what you're really going through. If you don't quit, the pit will become your platform.
It's not what you get that makes you value. It's what you become. So part of the key here is to set the kind of goals that will make something of you. Don't set them too low so that you don't have to grow and you don't have to read and you don't have to try and you don't have to stretch. Don't set them too low. And then don't sell out. Don't go for something that's going to cost you your virtue or cost you your values or sell out your principles. There's a good middle road here to follow. Goals that will inspire, goals that will help you grow, change, develop, and become better than you are.
A creative life is simply this. A creatively lived life is any life where consistently, routinely, habitually, and constantly, you choose the path of curiosity over the path of fear. Not once, not twice, not a few times, but all the times. All the times. Because you're constantly going to be in these crossroads in your life, daily almost, where there's a lure of curiosity on this side and there's a kind of a roadblock of fear over here saying, take this safer path. I don't know how that one ends. So let's just continue with this. And if you keep going to the right on the fear path instead of the one to the left on the curiosity path, your life gets smaller and heavier, which I know is not what you want or what anybody wants.
The greatest version of you is not the I can do anything version of you. The greatest version of you is the disciplined version of you. I'm focused. I have a prize that's in front of me. I know what I'm supposed to do, and that ain't it. I have to stay right here. It's the version of you that has parameters.
If you guys mentally believe you can do it, your body will find a way physically to make it happen. If you're short up here, it doesn't matter what you do with these guys, it will never materialize into anything. No dream will ever become a reality. Winners, the difference between them and the spectators is the winners have a belief that overrides the crowd's disbelief every single time. Their belief is so strong, even though they hit failure and they get knocked on the ass, they're finding the intestinal fortitude to stand back up again, facing the same challenge, learning from the previous mistakes, and make it happen.
But the quality is to develop the quality of being unstoppable. Develop the quality of being unstoppable. Say in yourself that no matter what life throws at me, it'll never stop me. No matter how rough it gets, I will never quit, and nothing will ever stop me.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.